Mature in mind, A. Exercise 5, page 147.
Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Travelling Tony. Today's guest is Julia Wilson. Like me, Julia has got a travel blog. Yours is really interesting, Julia. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Thanks, Tony. Sure. I love travelling, but like a lot of young people these days, I haven't got a lot of money. So my blog is about how I enjoy my trips without spending a lot.
Great. Sounds like useful advice. So, what do you think about Airbnbs? They're very popular places to stay at the moment.
Honestly, Tony, I'm not a big fan. I know people love this type of accommodation because Airbnbs are more affordable than hotels. People often find they're cozy and comfortable because they are often homes or flats that are rented out to guests.
Airbnbs are convenient too.
That's right. There's usually a kitchen with everything you need to cook in it, a washing machine, and a really nice bathroom. Sometimes you share the house with the family that owns it because they live there too. That's okay with me because I enjoy meeting new people, and I don't mind sharing the facilities with them. It's better than staying at a hostel and sharing a kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom with 10 other people.
So what's the problem? It sounds like you love Airbnbs.
I like the experience. Like I said, I'm sociable, and staying in a real home is so nice after traveling for weeks. The problem is, though, that sometimes there can be hidden costs. Like if you are late to arrive or the room isn't clean enough when you leave. Also, sometimes you even have to bring your own bed sheets. When I'm traveling, I have to be careful with money and travel light. I always set myself a strict budget for accommodation and food.
Is it possible to follow such a budget while traveling?
Oh, sure. But that's not including activities and travel, like local buses and trains. That's just for food and somewhere to stay. Since Airbnbs can cost more than hostels, I try to avoid them. I use hostels most of the time, then spend one night at a hotel or an Airbnb when I feel I can afford it.
So, apart from what you mentioned, are there any other disadvantages to Airbnbs?
The main one is booking an Airbnb. You can do it online, but then you often get a lot of messages from the owner, so you're checking your emails all the time. You have to arrange to pick up the key if they're not home too. I believe it's very confusing. There's none of that if you book a hotel or hostel online.
Great. So now, can you give us your top tips for finding a cheap and safe hostel abroad?
Of course.